The story now of some very modern threats to residents of a traditional U.S. urban neighborhood. Philadelphia's Point Breeze neighborhood is seeing success and hearing angry views of the consequences of that success. Bobby Allen, a reporter for member station WHYY, says economic change has brought with it racial tensions that make a beer garden in Point Breeze not necessarily a place to cool down on a hot summer day.
Point Breeze is a historically working-class black neighborhood in South Philadelphia. It's, maybe a 15-minute drive from Philly's center city. And in the 90s, it was plagued with, drugs and gun violence, and has been slowly springing back from that. But in recent years, the influx of new residents has really shaken up that dynamic. I mean, the neighborhood has been undergoing probably some of the most drastic and visible gentrification in Philly. And that's being fueled, of course, by whiter, younger, more affluent folks who are lured by close proximity to trendy neighborhoods, affordable housing options. I looked up the census figures, and in the last 5 years, the black population has dropped almost 10%. And if you walk around the beer garden, you'll notice that there's still a fair amount of blight. But, talk to residents, and they say they've never felt change like what they're feeling right now.
It's already underlining smolder of tension between the people that's moving into the community and the established people that's been here.
Now, he talks like a sociologist, but he's actually a resident.
Yeah, that's right. He actually used to play basketball on the site of the beer garden many decades ago. Since then, it's really been a sort of derelict, empty lot. In fact, the Philadelphia Daily News wrote that, before the beer garden, it attracted rock-throwing kids and drug dealers who hid their stash in the trash. So I don't think anyone is really longing for a return to the empty lot, but what replaced the empty lot really is symbolic.
And Larry Moore, that resident you described there, is talking about this tension of a neighborhood in change. But the developer, if you talk to the developer here, he reports that really the old days are what he's trying to get away from.
The trash-strewn lot with Magnum 357 shell casings and drug bags did fit the fabric of the community?
That's the way it was?
Yeah, that's John Longacre. He says he's really trying to move the neighborhood forward, and not everyone agrees. Now, some people do. It's really important to point out that in Point Breeze in Philly, gentrification battles like the one we're talking about now about this beer garden don't fall along perfectly neat lines. It's really a messy fight with a lot of subtle shades and confusion, and most of all, passion.
Well, here's a resident, Claudia Sherrod, who leads the nonprofit South Philadelphia Homes organization, and this is what she told you.
Reverse racism seems to be a factor here. Some of the people who are screaming and hollering, they think that you're taking something from them.
She's a 50-year resident, black resident of Point Breeze. She works with the poorest of the poor in the neighborhood. But she's actually a big fan of the developer behind the beer garden. When I talked to her, she said, sure, he might be a developer, and that word alone might put a bad taste in the mouths of some longtime residents. But she says his heart's in the right place. And when she was talking about, quote, reverse racism there, she said if the developer was black, maybe there wouldn't be as much of a pushback. And that's a pretty provocative point, but that's, how she feels.
Interesting. Well, black or white, Larry Moore, who we spoke to, is a resident of Point Breeze, talks like a lot of property owners when something like this happens. Listen.
I hope that you can afford to pay the tax increases that's about to come into the neighborhood or prepare to leave the neighborhood.
Is this a pricing people out of the neighborhood that they have grown up in? Is that a phenomenon that we're seeing in Point Breeze yet?
The figures do bear this out. Sure, this might be a temporary seasonal enterprise that, people will revel with their fancy IPAs and small batch beers, and it'll eventually pass. But it really does represent something that we see when we look at the census figures, which is the neighborhood is changing, it's getting more affluent, and longtime residents are slowly being edged out.
Change is controversial in a particular neighborhood, but it also brings smiles to some of the faces of the residents that you talked about. Great reporting. Bobby Allen is a reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks so much, Bobby.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.